The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we have the news story here of the 16th Street Mall, a big old incident over the weekend. It was this past weekend, right?
Yeah, and I guess there was also one at, where the Union Station.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
It's all that same downtown area, man. It's a mess down there.
God. Learning this morning, this new information that the victim involved in that stabbing overnight did not survive their injuries. That does mark now two people who have died from their injuries as a result of these stabbings that happened over the weekend. We're also learning it's a male suspect now in custody. Police also saying they believe that suspect is connected to all four of these stabbings, including the one that happened overnight.
This is on 16th Street Mall. One was a flight attendant, right?
Yeah, she passed away. She passed away. It was her layover. She had a layover here.
Can you imagine that? You work for an airline. You get to Denver, Colorado. Maybe never been here. Who knows? But you wanted to go to down to 16th Street Mall because you've heard that it's a beautiful, beautiful area, which was at one time.
Because our governor says it's very vibrant.
Yeah, there you go. So you want to check it out. It's like going to Hollywood and say, I want to go to... the Hollywood sign or something like that. I mean, it's a known place. You go down there and all of a sudden you're attacked by somebody.
That's unbelievable.
I wouldn't go down there. When I moved here 20 years ago, that place downtown was absolutely pristine. It was great.
Do you remember when they had pianos along the way?
Yeah.
It was so awesome. I used to take my son when he was little.
Yeah, we used to go down there all the time when I was in high school, and it was like a big thing to take your date and go do like a carriage ride and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They had carriage rides. I forgot about that too.
They had the ESPN zone down there, which was a cool place.
Yeah.
Rock Bottom Cafe was awesome. Loved that place. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it was a great place to hang out. Our radio station used to be down there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we were down there in the Tabor Center, and we were on the 23rd floor, and it was absolutely fabulous because it was within a block or two of Coors Field for a baseball game.
And here's my favorite part. Ready? Chompa.
Oh, yeah.
Stout.
Wine coupe.
Yeah. Getting on the
I always bus. Just felt bad for that dude. Yeah.
California.
He had no interaction with anybody. He just had to say those same words over and over.
Clint Arp. Yeah, we could go on and on, man. Oh, those were the days.
They were, they?
Unbelievable, though, what it's turned into.
It's a crap show.
I wouldn't go down there. There's no way you catch me down there at night. Unless there's something that we have to do for the radio station, but just, booking a night.
Isn't that a shame?
It's terrible.
Because all of us have great memories of that place.
Yeah.
All of us, four of us, when it was, thriving and amazing.
It's
terrifying.
Not even on our list, is it?
I would never go down there. No way. And they were even telling people, like this particular individual, he was targeting people that were walking alone.
Oh.
Wow.
My God.
And yeah. You got to figure, and it might be with that flight attendant because it was a layover. They might have put her in a hotel down there. You really yeah. don't know what happened, and she was just out that night. But even the hotels down there and stuff, you got to figure that they suffer from all
oh,
this.
Oh, of course they do.
And the restaurants down there, because there's some great places.
There's four people that used to go, and now there's four people that are never going to go again.
Yeah, no, not down.
So, I mean, that just says it, right?
Union Station. Used to be awesome when it was first built and renovated.
With the
it
hotel was a, in there, the Crawford, was it Crawford Hotel?
Yeah, now they got what, drug dealing going on out back or something
just
like that?
Turn your head, don't look at it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, what a crazy scene down there over the weekend. Awful. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.